This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
National Anthem, beautiful rendition once again this evening. And now for the starting lineups. First of all, for the visiting North Mac Panthers of Coach Nick Sloman. They come into tonight's game with a 6-21 record overall. They'll start a 5'7 sophomore, Allie Kallenbach, a 5'7 senior, Sophie Starks, a 5'9 senior, Kaylin Martin, a 6-foot sophomore, Brooke Medor, and a 5'1 junior, Claire Harvey. So it'll be Kallenbach, Starks, Martin, Medor, and Harvey for Coach Nick Sloman and the North Mass Panthers. For the Auburn Trojans, with a 21-5 record on the season, they will start a 5'6 senior, Hannah Smith, a 5'8 senior, Alex Marchisa, a 5'5 sophomore, Jade Landers, a 5'4 senior, Carly McKenzie, and a 6-foot senior, Catrielle Clark. So it'll be Smith, Marchisa, Landers, McKenzie, and a Clark starting for Coach Dave Ferris and the Auburn Trojans. Trojans wearing their white uniforms with the blue trim. They'll win the tip and immediately tossed the ball out of bounds. Errant pass went right through the hands of the intended receiver. It was Carly McKenzie. And so now North Mac will get the ball and face a 1-2-2 full court press by the Auburn Trojans. It'll be Kaylin Martin bringing the ball across midcourt. She tries to throw it across to Sophie Starks. It's almost thrown away. Now it is thrown away, going out of bounds. It'll be each team with one possession, each team with one turnover. So we get off to a little bit of a rusty start, so to speak. Jade Landers, the point guard, kicks it over on the wing to Hannah Smith for Auburn. Back over to Landers it comes as she'll drive to the free throw line and then dish it off. She'll give it off to Carly McKenzie. McKenzie's going to drive down the right side, then kick the ball back out front to Landers. Jade will set the offense up. She'll have a double high post, one on each elbow. Kick it over on the wing, and back up top it'll go to Catrielle Clark. She'll go up, put off the glass, and the shot will not roll. Clark, one of the leading scorers through the last 4 years for the Trojans. She misses her first shot tonight. Now we'll have a jump ball, and it'll be North Mac possession as Auburn won the tip. So they'll maintain possession in this scoreless battle. We played just a little over a minute. Kallenbach peels off, and the inbounds pass comes in to Harvey. Harvey back to Kallenbach. She'll drive the baseline, gets into traffic, swings it back out top to Harvey. Now over on the wing, it'll go to Starks. Starks looking to go inside to Medor. Medor across the front of the rim. She'll swing a little semi-hook up there. It won't go. They'll fight for the rebound. Kallenbach will get it, and she has the ball stripped out of her hands as she goes up for the shot. It'll go out of bounds off of Auburn. North Mac will maintain possession. Stark's going to get it into Kallenbach. She's going to go to the rim just like she did last night so many times. Ended up shooting, I think it was like 15 free throws. And again, she'll draw a foul. This one will go against Alex Marchisa. Marchisa will pick up the first foul and Kallenbach back where she's been so comfortable last night to shoot two free throws. She'll eye the first one, try the first one, and buy the first one. A little bit different style, but nonetheless very concise and rather successful. She likes to toe that line, take a few dribbles, then she'll nestle that ball above her head. She'll squat, then extend, and then release. And it works to perfection a second time. So she has 2 points, and North Mac has a 2-0 lead. McKenzie, that is Carly McKenzie, has the ball over in the corner. She'll kick it up top to Alex Marchisa. Marchisa dishes it over on the right wing to Hannah Smith. Hannah Smith will bring it back up top and kick it over to Jade Landers. Landers will take it down to the right wing, and back up top it'll go to Clark. Clark started to drive the lane. It was closed off, so she'll kick it out to Landers, and Landers will literally kick it out of bounds. Landers had that one go off of her foot for the second turnover. And it'll be North Mac ball. North Mac leading 2-0 here in the early going. She'll give it off to Kallenbach, and now over on the wing for three. Bottom of the net for Sophie Starks. Starks with a tray, and just like that, it's 5-0 in favor of North Mac. Auburn will bring the ball back, as it is Clark with the ball at the head of the key. She'll dribble down the right side of the lane, then pick the ball up and fire it over to the opposite wing, giving it off to Jade Landers. Landers gives it back to Clark. Clark drives down the opposite side. It's being closed off. Medor doing a good job of sealing her off. So the Trojans will reset the offense and fire a three from long range. Hannah Smith's shot comes up errant, but the Trojans recover, and Smith's going to try it again. This one's a little bit closer, but still not successful. Third rebound, no good. Fourth rebound is good, as Catrielle Clark gets the bucket after she got the offensive rebound. So Clark gets the Trojans on the board as it's 5-2. And now an errant pass is thrown away by North Mac. Clark goes coast to coast, and she'll pick up another two. Catrielle Clark with 4 points, and the Trojans trail by one as North Mac will bring the ball down against that press. They'll try a lead lob pass to Kallenbach. It goes over her head and out of bounds. Third turnover of the game for North Mac. Landers will have a seat as Nicole Weaver will come into the Auburn lineup. As they'll have the ball, we're approaching the halfway mark of quarter number one. It'll go right in to Weaver as she's going to put one off the glass. No good. They get the rebound. Second attempt, no good. Finally, Harvey comes up with a rebound. Back goes the Panthers of North Mac. They're headed down to the east end. Kallenbach is going to drive the lane again. This time she'll stop and pop. It won't go. Medor comes up with a rebound. Fire from the outside. Shot's no good. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Auburn. So with 3:47 to go here in the first quarter, 5-4, North Mac with a one-point lead, and they'll inbound. Pass is deflected and stolen by Weaver. And so the Trojans will bring the ball back down. Four turnovers on North Mac here in the early going. Clark drives into the lane, then dishes it off to Marchesa. Shot from the perimeter is no good, as coming in was Weaver, and she was trying to shoot once again. She'd come in quickly firing, but nothing's working for the Trojans here in the early going. North Mac recovers the rebound, and now it'll be Kylie Kaczynski on the dribble. Kaczynski gives the ball off to Kallenbach. Now they'll go back to the other side and give it to Harvey. Harvey will swing around on the dribble, trying to get to the right side, and they'll call her for a travel. Fifth turnover of the game on North Mac. Harvey will have a seat as Sophie Starks will return to the lineup. Starks comes in to the lineup. She's there with Kallenbach as well as Kaczynski, Medor, and Martin. Driving layup by Hannah Smith goes off the glass, out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by North Mac. So Auburn will inbound under their own basket, trailing 5-4. Inbound pass comes in to Abby Dibjak just into the ballgame. And then she'll give it off to Hannah Smith. He'll take it back up top, and they'll reset the offense. Over on the right wing, it goes to Carly McKenzie. Back up top to Abby Dibjak. Then the three-point shot is up by Smith. It's no good. Clark comes up with a rebound as she tries to put it back in. She's going to be hacked in the act. Is the foul going to be called against? I believe this will go against Medor. Medor picks up the foul. Clark picks up the first free throw. She makes one. She'll get another, as she was fouled in the act of shooting. She has all 5 points for Auburn, and we're not at five. Not anymore, as Clark makes the second free throw. 6-5, Auburn with the lead, 2:34 to go here in the first quarter. Game number one of our triple header tonight. On the dribble is Sophie Stark. She tries to get the pass down the sideline. It's deflected by Clark, goes out of bounds. It'll be maintained by North Mac. Sophie Starks will be the trigger person right in front of the scorer's table. She'll get the ball in to Martin, who will then immediately give it back to her. Starks will roll dribble over to the left side, give it off to Kallenbach. Kallenbach with a little dribble drive goes around from left to right. Now she'll dish it off, and a shot will go up from the perimeter by Sophie Starks. It won't go. Rebounds up and no good by Medor. And back comes the Trojans. Auburn with a 6-5 lead and the ball. Smith gets the ball inside. It's deflected and stolen by Medor. That on the Trojans, their third turnover of the evening. Gillespie Lady Miners coming in to have a seat and get ready for their game, which will come up next between Harlemville and Gillespie. Shots up, and the shot is good. And this one was by Kaylin Martin, and they'll give her three. Two threes in the book. And the shot is up, and good by Clark at the other end. So she responds. And it looks like they just gave Martin two on that last one. So that'll make the score 7-6. Now it's 8-7. And the Panthers going to be guilty of an over and back turnover. That'll be their sixth miscue of the game. So 8 points for Auburn, all scored by Catriel Clark, as Metter's going to have a seat for the Trojans, for the Panthers. And they'll bring in Emily Nicholson. Nicholson in the lineup for the Panthers as the shot's up by the Trojans, and it's no good. Panthers come away with it. They'll go quickly down to the other end. Into the corner, shots up from the baseline by Caitlin Martin. No good. Fighting for the rebound. There's going to be a foul called on the floor. They'll call it against Kallenbach, and Hallie will pick up her first. Trojans will inbound with 1:01 to go here in the first quarter. They lead this one 8-7. Winner goes to the championship game on Friday night. Jade Landers kicks it over on the wing to Hannah Smith. Hannah Smith swings it back to the other side to Nicole Weaver. Playing catch around the perimeter. Jade Landers is on the point, looking to see if she can find a post person open inside. Looking for Abby Nivjak. She's not open, so they'll drive the baseline. Shot goes off the side of the backboard by Jade Landers. Out of bounds, and it will belong to North Mac. So with 33 seconds to go to the end of the first quarter, 8-7 is the Trojan lead, as now Harvey will come back into the lineup as Kozinski will have a seat for North Mac. They will inbound against pressure defense, finding it difficult to find somebody. Kallenbach finally rushes back. She takes the ball on the dribble. She's bumped two or three times, no foul called. Tries an entry pass into the post, and it goes right into the hands of the Trojans, who will come back with 20 seconds to go. Jade Landers with the ball goes down in the corner to Nicole Weaver. Now they'll go to Clark, who goes into Divjak. Divjak off the glass and good. Good inside-outside move there as Abby Divjak gets the basket. With 6 seconds, the Trojans have the lead. Kallenbach going to the basket, and she's going to get fouled as she was heading to the bucket one more time, and she'll go to the free throw line one more time here in the first quarter. Foul is going to go against Nicole Weaver. Weaver will pick up her first. It comes with 2 seconds to go, and it'll send Kallenbach to the free throw line to shoot two. She's 2 for 2 from there tonight. She'll eye the first one, try the first one, buy the first one. A couple of substitutions coming in for North Mac. Mallory Buell coming in there, and Claire Harvey as well. Kallenbach getting ready for her second free throw. She's 3 for 3 on the evening. Make it 4 for 4. And she will draw North Mac within one. Long three-pointer on the buzzer is good. Hannah Smith from beyond the midcourt line drains the tray. And just like that, the Auburn Trojans take a 13-9 lead. What a play by Hannah Smith. That really got this crowd going. Well, we're going to break when we come back. Second quarter action coming your way on WSMI 106.1. Hannah Smith with the shot of the game thus far as she drained that one from well behind the midcourt line. gave Auburn a 13-9 lead after one quarter, and Auburn would get the ball first to start the second quarter. Jade Landers up on top. She'll swing it over on the wing to Abby Dizjak. Dizjak to Clark. Clark between the circles, looking to find a guard to give it to. She'll give it to Landers, and then Clark will go set a screen. As Auburn trying to drive down the sideline, Hannah Smith has the ball go off her foot. Second time that's happened tonight. Fourth turnover of the game on Auburn. Trailing 13-9 and facing full court pressure, Mallory Buell will get the pass inside to Harvey. Claire Harvey gives it back to Buell. Buell with a skip pass has it intercepted for turnover number 8. Back the other way go the Trojans. Hannah Smith inside the three-point line this time. It comes up a little bit long. She was too close to the basket, perhaps. Claire Harvey has her pass intercepted, and Hannah Smith said, let's try a layup. And Smith gets the easy two on the takeaway. Turnover number 9 results in the fifth point of the game for Smith. It's all of a sudden a 15-9 game as Buell's having trouble getting the ball across midcourt. She'll now get it to Kallenbach. Kallenbach faces a double team. She'll dribble out of it, give it over on the corner to Harvey. Harvey has her pass intercepted. 10 miscues already. Going to the bucket strong is Hannah Smith. Going to the free throw line is Hannah Smith. Getting the foul is going to be Emily Nicholson. Nicholson will pick up her first. That will be the third team foul against North Mac. It'll send Hannah Smith to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First shot's up, comes up a little bit short. She'll get another one. As Starks replaces Buell in the lineup, Martin comes back in, replacing Harvey. Hannah Smith gets ready to shoot her second free throw. Deep knee bend, lifts, comes up short. Medder with the rebound for North Mac. They'll head the other way, trailing 15-9. Pass is intercepted by Clark as they're doing a good job of getting in the passing lane. Clark draws the defense to her, and then she'll dish it off to Smith, who'll get the easy bucket. Smith has 4 in the quarter, 7 in the game. Don't look now, but Auburn has opened up a 17-9 lead. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout, too. You're listening to High School Basketball on WSMI FM 106. Tom Williams, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker. We're enjoying some high school basketball. IHSA tournament regional play is North Mac trailing. Take the ball down, and Sophie Starks will get bottom of the net for the second time tonight. She drains that three from over on the left side, just outside the three-point line. Gives her 6 points. Now the other way, the Trojans will go inside to Catrielle Clark, and Clark picks up her 10th point of the game as she drives down the right side of the lane, puts it off the glass, and in. Makes our score 19-12. Back the other way, Kaczynski with a shot just inside the three-point line. It won't go. Trojans come away with a rebound. Hannah Smith swings it over on the wing to Nicole Weaver. Weaver for three. She gets bottom of the net. Left her open. She got a good look at it, and there was nothing but net on that one for Nicole Weaver, the 5'9 sophomore. Her first points of the game makes it 22-12. Kallenbach going back down the lane. Kallenbach going back to the free throw line as she's fouled in the act once again. This foul will go against Abby Dizjak. Dizjak will pick up her first. And for Kallenbach, she has 4 points, all coming from the free throw line. She'll eye the first one. She'll try the first one. She can't buy the first one. Her first miss of the night. Come up a little bit strong. She'll get another one. Sitting on 4, looking for 5. 5:08 for the half, 22-12 is the Auburn lead. Kallenbach with a few dribbles. Vessels that ball above her head. Eyes it, tries it, and buys it. So she's 5 for 6 in the charity stripe. Makes it a 9-point deficit. Back the other way is Hannah Smith with the ball. Swinging it over on the wing to Nicole Weaver. Nicole Weaver looking to go back up top to Hannah Smith. Trying to work down inside is Carly McKenzie. She's working to see if she can get open. She can't, but they'll get the ball to Clark at the high post. and then kick it out to Divjak between the circles. Divjak going to hand it off to Carly McKenzie. And they'll work a little free passing, free cutting. Baseline jumper is up and no good by Smith. Coming up with a rebound for North Mac is Kaylin Martin. Martin dishes it off to Kaczynski. Kaczynski will bring it down on the dribble. He'll swing it over on the wing to Sophie Starks. Into the corner, it'll go to Martin. She'll skip pass over and back up top. It goes to Starks for three. Off the glass, a little hard. Kallenbach with a rebound and the putback. Allie Kallenbach with her first field goal tonight to go along with five free throws. She has 7 points and draws the Panthers back to within seven. Halfway through quarter number two, 22-15. Auburn with the lead, Auburn with the ball. Smith with the ball over on the right wing and takes it back up top to McKenzie. McKenzie over to Weaver. Weaver, who had a three from there just a moment ago, gives the ball up and it'll go back up top to Abby Divjak. Divjak replaces Weaver up top. And they'll swing the ball around to the opposite side. Now Smith with the ball high over her head between the circles. She'll go over on the left wing to Weaver. Weaver back up top to Divjak. Now inside to Clark. Clark shot off the glass. Will not go. Put back is as she gets her own rebound as her determination paid off there. First shot she used the glass. Second one she didn't. Just the opposite of what you would normally ask. But it worked out well as Clark gets the shot to drop, giving her 12 points on the game. The foul will go against Sophie Starks. It'll be her first. And to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play is Catrielle Clark. She'll eye it. She'll try it. She'll buy it. She's a perfect three-for-three maturity stripe. Clark has 5 points in the quarter and 13 points for the game. 25-15 is the Trojan lead. As North Mac having trouble getting the ball across midcourt. Still not there, still not there. Finally, they did get it off to Kaylin Martin, and she takes the ball across midcourt. She'll give it up to Kallenbach. Allie will swing it around to the opposite side as it'll go to Martin. Martin's going to go back up top. Now, hard pass goes into Medor. She's double-teamed, so she'll get rid of it. Go back up top to Kaczynski. As Kaczynski tries to get it inside, it's deflected and stolen. Going ahead is the Auburn Trojans. Clark was out ahead, but her shot, too hard off the glass, is no good. So with 2:45 to go, still trailing by 10, North Mac will bring the ball down on the dribble. Kaczynski gets it into the corner to Martin. Martin's baseline jumper is no good. Coming away with a rebound of the Auburn Trojans. Back they come with Hannah Smith. Handling the ball, handling chores. She'll stop and pop for three. Bottom of the net. Hannah Smith with her second tray of the day as that one hit deep in the bottom of the net. You talk about perfect range. She now has a couple of threes and a couple of twos. 10 points for Hannah Smith. Harvey is going to come back into the lineup as well as Nicholson. And it'll be Kaczynski and Martin having a seat for North Mac. They will inbound to Harvey. Harvey picks up her dribble too quickly, but now she'll get the ball off to Nicholson. Nicholson back up top to Starks. Starks over to Kallenbach. Kallenbach looking for the shot. It's not there. She'll go into Medor. Medor off the glass, rattles around, and kicks off too strong. Right in front of the rim, she went over the rim onto the backboard like she should, but it just simply kicked off to the side as it came off the backboard. Ball back over to Auburn. They lead 28-15 with 100 seconds to go. Now the pass intended over on the wing. Park McKenzie goes out of bounds, turnover number 5 on Auburn. 12 turnovers on North Mac. Therein lies the difference in the game. A 28-15 lead for Auburn. Once again, a little bit of token pressure more or less this time. Still enough there to look like make a takeover. However, in her haste to get to the ball, Jade Landers put a foot on the ball. Kick save is going to give the ball back to North Mac with 1:32 to go. Medor is going to have a seat as Kaylin Martin is going to come into the game. Martin, the leading scorer throughout the season for North Mac. She had 17 points the other night. She has the two. Kallenbach to the free throw line, now to the bottom of the lane. Her shot goes a little strong, and it comes off to the Trojans as they come out quickly. Hannah Smith collides with the referee, but there's going to be a foul called. The referee says, don't worry about it, I'm okay. Foul's going to go on Kallenbach, I believe, and if so, that will be her second. And she'll come out as Kaczynski will replace her in the lineup. Alex Marchizek comes out of the game, and Abby Divjak comes back into the lineup for the Trojans of Auburn as we go to the final minute and 20 seconds. Divjak with the ball goes into Clark off the glass, a little long, a little strong. Coming off of the rebound on the other side was Emily Nicholson. Now they'll go down in the corner to Martin. Martin's going to bring it back up top to Starks. Down to the final minute we go. They'll swing it around to the left side and Claire Harvey. Harvey trying to dribble through a double team, and loose ball is going to be tied up. The arrow will favor North Mac, so they'll maintain possession. 56 seconds to go to halftime, 28-15. Auburn with the lead, North Mac with the ball. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. Starks will be the trigger person. Gets it in to Kaczynski. Out to Harvey. Harvey's shot goes, no, she passes it instead on the baseline, and it's an errant one picked off by Auburn. Turnover number 13. Gives the ball back to the Trojans as they lead with 40 seconds to go at the half, 28-15. The ball goes out of bounds as Auburn lost control of it on their own. And it went off this time off the foot of Carly McKenzie. So now with 35 seconds to go, it'll be Kaczynski bringing the ball across midcourt. She'll swing it over to Starks. Starks will come back out, dribble between the legs, and then kick it over to the far corner. The skip pass back to Kaczynski. No good. Fighting to get down there in the corner quick enough is Martin. She does. Her baseline jumper, no good from three-point land. With 15 seconds to go, Auburn will take over the ball and a 13-point lead. They'll take their time coming down the floor. Inside 10 seconds we go. Off to Abby Divjak. Looking inside to Clark. Clark across the lane. Little semi-hook. Yes. Petriel Clark with her 7th point of the second quarter, her 15th point of the game. And just like that, the Auburn Trojans put up 2 more points, and they take a 30-15 lead over the North Mac Panthers here at halftime. We'll take a break, come back, and discuss this first half that you've been listening to on WFMI FM 106. Third quarter action just underway. Each team has had one possession. Neither team has scored. Auburn going to take the ball to the hole strong, and Hannah Smith, her shot's going to go across the rim, come down in the hands of North Mac. Off to Sophie Starks it goes. She tries the cross-court pass to Martin, and it'll go out of bounds for turnover number 14 on North Mac. Into the Auburn lineup will be Abby Divjak, as Hannah Smith will have a seat. Marchiza getting ready to come into the lineup at the next stoppage of play. As the ball goes to the high post and Divjak, she'll swing it over on the wing to Hannah Smith, who'll bring it down onto the right side to McKenzie. Carly looking to get the ball into Clark, and as Clark gets the ball, Medor going to be called for a reach-in foul on Brooks. That will be her 2nd. And so the Trojans will inbound. They'll get it into Clark. She'll go out in the corner to Smith. Back to Clark, who fakes the handoff, then gives it off to Smith. Smith driving baseline, tries to pass the ball across the baseline. It goes to the floor as Marchiza tries to corral it. She's going to be called for a traveling. And so the ball will go back over to North Mac, trailing 30-15 here in the third quarter. Kaylin Martin going to bring the ball down on the dribble. She'll stop between the circles and give it off to Sophie Starks. Starks picks up her dribble, and she'll go inside, giving the ball off to Martin. It goes off the glass, and good. Kaylin Martin, with only her 2nd bucket of the night, gives her 4 points, but a nice move down the right side of the lane. Off the glass, good for 2. And with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, they'll go back the other way. And it'll be Carly McKenzie who will return the favor, this time from the left side. She fires one up from about 6 feet off the glass and good. Now a turnover as giving up the ball is Carly Martin. And back the other way, shot is up, no good by Hannah Smith. Offensive rebound, no good. A 2nd try is good for Catriel Clark. So the Auburn Trojans doing a good job of maintaining that ball up on the boards and finally getting the shot to drop. They've doubled North Mac, 34-17. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout, too. You're listening to WFMI 106.1. Following the timeout, North Mac inbounds the ball. They get caught in a double team over on the far side and travel with the ball. Trojans have the ball back. They'll go to Clark inside, then she'll kick it to Landers from the free throw line, and it's good. Jade Landers with her first 2 points of the game. And now the ball is going to be deflected and go out of bounds off of Landers as she came up with some inspired defense after hitting that jumper from the free throw line. Kaczynski comes into the lineup as Harvey will have a seat. And now Landers will have a seat for the Trojans as Nicole Weaver will replace her. North Mac will inbound. Again, the pressure defense results in a turnover, and again, an easy layup. Oh, she blew the bunny, did Hannah Smith. So North Mac dodges a bullet there with the five-minute mark of quarter number three. They'll send the ball down and simply throw the ball away once again. 17 turnovers on North Mac. Oh, a wide-open Clark inside, and a good job there by Smith of finding her. Clark with her fourth point of the quarter, 19th point of the game, and another turnover gives the ball back to the Trojans again. This time the shot is going to be up and good by Hannah Smith, and she was hacked in the act, so she'll go to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Kaczynski going to get called for the foul. It'll be her first. She'll come out as Emily Nicholson will replace her in the Panther lineup. Now the free throw for Hannah Smith. She'll eye it. She'll try it. She can't buy it, but there's Clark with a rebound. Puts it up with the left hand off the left side, and it's good. Clark with a bucket gives her 6 1/4, 21 in the game. 42-17, the Trojans of Auburn with the lead. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI FM 106. The Auburn defense is causing a world of hurt for North Mac. They have now committed their 18th turnover following the timeout. Coach Sloman, no matter what he tries to do as far as making adjustments, cannot handle this swarming defense by the Auburn Trojans. The turnovers have resulted in a huge lead, and it's gotten even bigger. Hannah Smith with a little juke step to the left and drive to the right down the lane. 4 1/4, 14 in the game for Smith. 44-17 is the Auburn lead. Trying to get the ball into Kallenbach. She'll go up strong, and she'll go to the free throw line. What else is new? As Nicole Weaver is going to clip her on the arm as she goes up for the shot. Kallenbach to the free throw line, where she's 5 for 6 from there tonight. She'll shoot a pair. Weaver with her second foul. Kallenbach eyes it, tries it. Oh, can't buy it. That one came up a little bit short. So after making her first four, she's now missed 2 out of her last 3. Jade Landers comes back into the lineup for the Trojans as Kallenbach gets ready for her second free throw. She's got 7 points, looking for number 8. She'll eye it. She'll try it. She'll buy it. That one crawled over the front of the rim very nicely. Makes it 44-18. Trojans in command of this one. They will, if things keep going this way, move on to Friday night's championship game, where they will take on the winner of our second game tonight, either Carlinville or Gillespie. Those two teams have headed to their respective locker rooms to get ready to do battle immediately following this game. Auburn with the ball over on the wing. They'll take the ball inside to Marchiza. As Marchiza tries to go to the basket, she runs into one of the Panthers, and I believe that's going to be Sophie Stark. And Starks is going to pick up her second foul. To the free throw line, Alex Marchiza looking for her first points of the night. Free throws up, and the free throw's good. Four for seven from the free throw line are the Trojans of Auburn tonight. As Marchiza gets ready for her second one, she'll eye it. She'll try it. It rolls around and kicks out. With 3:30 to go here in the third quarter, 45-18 is the Trojan lead. Kallenbach goes through a double team, tries to get the ball into Medor. Instead, it's going to be stolen away for turnover number 19. Back the other way, the shot is up and no good, but Clark there for the putback. she'll get the shot to drop, and she'll go to the free throw line. I believe Medor got a piece of the arm. Yes, indeed. And on Brooke, that will be her third to the free throw line. Catrielle Clark. Clark with 23 points on the night, looking to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. She's 3 for 3 from the charity stripe tonight. Make it 4 for 4. So it's a 9-point quarter. She had a 7-point quarter in the second quarter and an 8-point quarter in the first quarter. Very consistent scoring for the 6-foot senior, Catrielle Clark. Now Medar with the ball, almost lost it, gets hold of it again and gives it off to Kallenbach. She'll bring it up on the dribble to Harvey. Claire is going to look to dribble over to the right side. She goes down the lane and into the corner, under the basket. Wants to kick the pass out, but it's going to be deflected there by Alex Marchesa. And it'll be out of bounds for North Mac. Medor is going to get a break as she will take a seat. And it will be Kaylin Martin replacing her in the lineup. Oh, long inbound pass. Goes past the intended receiver into the backcourt, but that's okay. You can run back and get it, and that's exactly what Mallory Buell does. And so with 2:40 to go here in the third quarter, North Mac trailing 48-18 will maintain possession, only momentarily, as it's going to be a double dribble call on the Panthers. Turnover number 20. 18 points, 20 turnovers. Not a good recipe for success. The Auburn Trojans with a 30-point lead as we head to the final 2.5 minutes of the third quarter. Inside they'll go to Clark. Oh, a little reverse layup, and it's good. Catrielle Clark took her to school there. Simply went across in front of the rim. Little semi-hook with the right hand off the glass and good. She shows she knows what to do with the ball around the basket. The other way, Martin goes baseline drive. She gets shut off, so she'll kick it out to Buell. Buell to Kaczynski. Now back inside. They'll go to Martin. Martin has the shot stripped away as it goes up. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be maintained by North Mac. 2:01 left to go here in the third quarter. Into the corner, it'll go to Martin. Her three-point attempt comes up a little short. Shot is up from underneath by Kaczynski. It is deflected. Good thing it was. It looked like it was going to be a travel. But it goes into the hands of teammate, who is fouled by Marchesa. Marchesa will pick up her second, and that will send Claire Harvey to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Harvey looking for her first points of the game. She's still looking as that one hit the back of the rim and kicked out. Buell will have a seat as Starks will replace her in the Panther lineup. Harvey will get ready for the second free throw. Just like the first one, it goes off the back iron strong. Coming up with the rebound was Martin. Her shot is partially blocked, and the Trojans come away with the rebound. 100 seconds for the third quarter, 50-18. Auburn in command. They'll go into Clark over on the low post left side. She'll kick it back up, and the shot's up by Katie Mahochko, and her shot is no good. Now on the rebound, they're going to call a foul. And this foul is going to go against Claire Harvey. And it'll send to the free throw line Jade Landers to shoot two. Landers, a 5'5 sophomore. First free throw's up. Nope, a little long, a little strong. She'll get another one. This time she'll eye it. This time she'll buy it. Nope, she won't buy it. And that one went off the iron as well. Kallenbach comes down with a rebound for North Mac. Back down the other way they go. Martin on the dribble, gives it off to Harvey. Harvey going to drive down the right side into the corner, gets himself in trouble, passes the ball away right in the hands of a waiting Trojan. Turnover number 21 on North Mac. Down to 1:10 we go. Clark with the ball, going to kick it back up top to Smith from the free throw line. No good. Coming away with the rebound is Kaylin Martin. Martin going to give it off to Starks, and with 1 minute to go, the Panthers will bring the ball down across midcourt, giving it off to Starks, who goes into the corner to Harvey. Harvey's going to drive baseline. She gets through the traffic, comes out the other side, giving it off to Lazinski. Back it goes to Starks. Starks' shot rolls around, go down, and they'll give her 3 points. So Sophie Starks gets bottom of the net for the third time tonight. She has 9 points, three threes, counting for her scoring this evening. Back the other way, the Trojans with 25 seconds to go will work the offense inside. Dribble drive to the hole, shots up, rolls around, won't go down. Caitlin Martin comes up with the rebound with 15 seconds to go. North Mac trailing 50-21 will come back here and see if they can get one final shot in the final 10 seconds of quarter number three. Harvey going to swing it around to the far side. Starks. Starks into Martin from the baseline. Bottom of the net. Kaylin Martin with the three just when they really needed some points. Makes it 50-24. Auburn with the lead. We're headed to the fourth quarter after these messages on WFMI FM 106. We open up the fourth quarter with North Mac getting the ball. They'll give the ball in to Martin, and Kaylin will get a shot to drop just as she ended the third, so she will open up the fourth. And now back the other way, the Trojans have the ball taken away for turnover number nine. North Mac has the ball going inside. They'll get it into Martin. She'll turn. She'll shoot. She'll go to the free throw line as Katie Mahochko is going to be called for the foul. Mahochko just into the game. 5'10", no, about a 6-foot freshman, actually. Free throws up and good by Kaylin Martin. So Martin has put together a 10-point game looking for number 11. She found it. Right there it was. She's 2-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. Has 11 points to lead the way for North Mac. Sophie starts with 9. 50-28. 7 minutes left in this one. Back up top it goes to Grace Hunley just into the ball game for Auburn. And she'll dish it off to Abby Divjak. Divjak back to Hunley. Hunley thought about a shot from the free throw line extended over on the right side. She's thinking about it some more. Now she'll pass it up and pass it off to Divjak. Over to the other side, it'll go to Hannah Smith. Hannah's right in front of the stage. She'll go back up top to Carly McKenzie. McKenzie swings around on the right wing and loses control of it. Turnover number 10 on Auburn. And so now the North Mac Panthers will get the ball back. Sophie Stark going to try a three. It's off the iron, will not go. Fighting for the rebound. Thought it was going to be called a jump ball. They let him fight through it, and Carly McKenzie wins the battle. She'll get the ball, and the Trojans will head the other way on offense. And they will take a timeout. As they take a timeout, we will too. 50-28, Trojans in command. You're listening to WFMI FM 106.1. Following the timeout, the Auburn Trojans will set their offense up and work the ball around the perimeter. It'll go off to Nicole Weaver, who'll swing it back over on the far side, giving it to Carly McKenzie. Now back up top to Clark. Catrielle Clark gives it off, and it's dished to the cutter, Hannah Smith. Smith's going to take it to the hole, lay it up on a little teardrop right over the front edge of the rim. She's fouled in the act, so Hannah Smith will pick up two and a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. The foul will go against Kaylin Martin. It'll be her first, and it'll send Hannah Smith, who's 0-for-3 from the free-throw line tonight. She is due, and she drops that one through. Nothing but net. So she completes the three-point play and makes it 53-28. A 25-point lead for Auburn. Metter off the glass, will not go. Clark comes away with the rebound. Back go the Trojans the other way. 5.5 to go for the game. Over on the wing, it'll go to Weaver. Weaver will go back up top to Marchesa. Marchesa going to get it off to Smith. Smith goes to Clark at the head of the key. Clark wants to drive, but Medar stops her there. She'll give it off to McKenzie. McKenzie will swing it back around to the other side to Weaver. Weaver goes inside to Clark, leaves it too much, but Medar got a piece of it, and it'll be out of bounds off of North Mac. They will inbound under their own basket, get it into Marchesa. Marchesa swings it over to Nicole Weaver. Nicole Weaver between the circles on the dribble. She'll give it off to Carly McKenzie. McKenzie back up top to Weaver. Weaver to Clark at the head of the key. Playing a little patient pass here, and now foul going to be called on Kylie Kaczynski on the reach-in. Kaczynski is going to pick up her second. That will be the seventh team foul on North Mac. So it will send Hannah Smith to the free throw line to shoot the one, and she won't get the bonus as she missed the shot. Medor comes up with a rebound. 4-4-4 showing on the fourth quarter clock. 53-28, game number one of our triple header here on WSMI tonight. Game number two, we'll see Carlinville and Gillespie ladies doing battle. Three-point shot at the head of the key comes up short. Medor comes up with a rebound. She'll kick it over on the wing to Sophie Stark, and Stark gets bottom of the net for the fourth time tonight. Four trays for Stark gives her 12 points. Makes it 53-31 as the Trojans finding a little bit of problems with the defense of the Panthers as they create a turnover, 11 turnovers on Auburn. Stark's going to try another three. This one comes up a little short. They'll fight for the rebound, and Clark will come away with it. A lot of bodies bumping in there on the boards, but Clark, the taller of the set, is able to come away with the ball. She'll give the ball off to Landers deep in the right corner. Landers will go back up top to Clark. Now they'll swing it to the left side to Hannah Smith. She'll drive, stop and pop and stick. It won't go. Coming away with the rebound is Emily Nicholson, the 5'8 senior. They'll give it off to Medor, try to get the ball inside to Medor. It's deflected, but Nicholson saves the day. Now they'll skip pass all the way across to Martin. Martin goes out behind the three-point line, and then she'll kick it inside to Nicholson. Nicholson's going to drive. She'll stop. She'll pop from 12, partially blocked, and the Trojans will come away with it. 3:15 and counting on the fourth quarter clock. 22-point lead for Auburn. They're headed for the championship game Friday night at 7 o'clock. Game two, as we said, coming right after this one will be Carlinville and Gillespie. Clark going to get the ball inside, spins, shoots, scores. She'll go to the free throw line and attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. They'll call this foul on Starks, and that will be her third. To the free throw line goes Clark. She'll get one. She eyes it. She tries it. And she buys it. So Clark has come up with 3 points in this quarter. She hit five free throws on the night, 5 for 5. And now has 29 points on the night. She will have a seat as her night is probably over. Turnover goes the other way. Medor is able to block it out of bounds as the shot will not go up, but the Trojans will get the ball again. We'll have some further substitutions as Nicole Patrick is going to come in for Auburn. As we have 2:49 to go in this one. Just got informed of Southwestern's big win last night. Yes, it was a bit of a surprise to many in the South Central Conference as Southwestern knocked off Hillsboro in a game that many thought was going to go the topper's way. Back the other way we'll go as North Mac with the ball in the corner. Deep three-point shot up and no good. Coming up with the rebound is Nicole Weaver for the Trojans with 2:22 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Auburn will take over on offense and head down to Weaver. She'll go inside, and the shot's up and good by Divjack, who picks up her second bucket of the night. Give her 4 points on the game. Makes it 58-31. Back the other way. Off to Harvey. Harvey gets called, well, it's going to be a blocking foul called against Auburn. It's Carl Shreve doing the honors down there. Foul will go on Nicole Patrick. Many of you may remember Carl Shreve years ago, a point guard for the Gillespie Miners, who will be playing, the ladies that is, will be playing next game. Kallenbach to the free throw line once again as she was going to the bucket, and she got hacked in the act. Foul will go against Mahochko. And Kallenbach sitting on 8 points, looking for number 9 and 10 if she can get them both. First one's up. Crawled around, finally went down. Need a little bit more oomph in that one, if you don't mind. Parker Weiss comes into the lineup for Auburn. And another substitution coming in as well will be Katie Mahochko. Free throw is up, and this one comes up short, and the Trojans will come away with it. We're inside 2 minutes, 58-32. It's a 26-point lead for the Trojans of Auburn. Spin move, shots up, and comes up short. This one attempt by Abby Dizjak. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Auburn. As Auburn's going to have a few more subs coming into the game. And the shot is up and good over in the left corner, as that shot was good by Mallory Buell, and Buell with her first 2 points of the game, as they'll give her two on that, just inside the three-point line. And now the Trojans with some subs in there, making a few more mistakes. That'll be their 13th turnover of the game, but as they say, the game is pretty much over as of now. It's 58-34, 24-point lead. Buell's going to drive. She's going to stop. She's going to pop. She's going to get it to drop. Mallory Buell says, hey, wait a minute. You may say the ball game's over, but there's still points to be had, and I'm going to go get me some. Into the final minute we go, 58-36, Auburn by 22. They'll swing it around on the wing, and inside it'll go. Shots up and rolls around and goes down for Mahochka, as she'll come up with a bucket and get the 2 points for her credit, making it 60-36. Buell with a nice pass inside. He'll kick it outside to Harvey. He'll so far as two off the glass and good. Claire Harvey with a nice bank shot over on the right side from about 14 feet. Makes it 60-38, 25 seconds to go and counting. Auburn going to work the ball around patiently, playing a little pass defense here. They'll go and shoot from the head of the key. Shots up, comes up short. North Mack comes away with the rebound with 15 seconds to go. Coming down on the floor, shots up, long one by Harvey, will not go. They'll fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. They'll give the ball back to Auburn with 5 seconds to go. So the Trojans will inbound. They'll let the clock run out, and they'll take the 60-38 victory and head to the championship game tomorrow night, as the Auburn Trojans, seeded number one in the tournament, are victorious over the North Mac Panthers to the tune of 60-38. We'll take a break and come back and recap this exciting tournament action that you've been listening to on WSMI FM 106. Welcome back to Litchfield High School. Our first game of the evening is in the book. A very convincing victory for the Auburn Trojans over the North Mac Panthers. This was a game which I think most observers thought would pretty much go this way, and indeed it did. Back in November, Auburn defeated North Mac 49-37. Tonight it's 60-38, the victory for the Trojans over the Panthers. So the North Mac Panthers see their season end at 6-22. They were led in scoring tonight by Sophie Starks with 12 points, Kaylin Martin with 11, Allie Kallenbach with 9, 4 points off the bench for Mallory Buell, and 2 points for Claire Harvey. Quarters of 9, 6, 9, and 14. They were 9 for 13 from the free throw line, but North Mac committed 22 turnovers tonight, way too many. For the victorious Auburn Trojans, they were led by Catrielle Clark, the 6-foot senior, with 29 points, Hannah Smith with 17 points. Then it was 4 points for Abby Dizjak, and 3 points for Nicole Weaver, 2 points for Jade Landers, 2 points for Carly McKenzie, and 1 point for Alex Marchiza. And so quarters of 13, 17, 20, and 10, The Auburn Trojans see their record improve to 22-5. They will move on to the championship game. We will move on to game number two after we take this break. You're listening to High School Basketball on WSMI FM 106.